Is daf is daf chaf dalad. So we are at the end of chaf gimel amud beis, the last line. The Gemara is still in that discussion in the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim from the mission in the beginning of Zeborer about the ability to pasul other dayanim, whether you need a raya or not. Rabbi Meir's simple understanding was you could pasul any dayan, any aid, and Chachamim said only if you have a raya. So the Gemara has now this last line of chaf gimel amud beis. Ki also Rabin, when Rabin returned back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported back in the name of Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Reisha, the first case of the mission is a situation be'edim psulin by dayanim ksherim, where the edim are pasul and the dayanim are kasher. And what happens is, we'll see what's the Gemara first, and Rashi will explain. Migo the pasli I edim pasli nami dayane. So Rashi explains on the very top of Chav Dalid be'edim psulin v'dayanim ksherim, baldin posa dayanim ve'edim. The baldin says your edim are pasul and your dayanim are pasul. He says they're both pasul. But v'nimsu dvar v'ms kol al ha'edim. Turns out he's correct with respect to the edim, that the edim are pasul. But we say, we can't bring rayas that the dayan is pasul. Mishum halchi mehemnin le afilu l'gavei dayanim. Once we trust his words and we bring proofs that his words are correct about the edim, so to migo, we could also trust his words that the dayanim are also pasul, even though there are no proofs. That's where the ratio is. You're pasuling the edim, and Miga, the pasul of the Edim, you're passing the Dayanim as well. But this,
is this a third answer to the original Kasha that we have on Amud Aleph, or is this a second Mahalach here in what the Machlokas from Meir Chachamim is?
It's another Mahalach in the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. So then, the Seifa is a situation with Dayanim Psulin, the Edim Ksheir, and the opposite. Where you found his proof, he said that both Dayanim and Edim are pasul, but his words are correct with respect to Dayanim. So he pasuls the Dayanim. So the Gemara says, "Amigo, de pasli Dayanim, pasli nami Edim." Since we trust him with respect to pasling the Dayanim, so we trust him as well with respect to pasling the Edim. So just different directions: are we pasling the Edim first, or are we pasling the Dayanim first? That's what the case is. And just look at that Rashi Seifa. Rashi Seifa, Shinimsu Dvar MS Ahadayanim, Shipsulim Haim. His words are correct with the Dayanim. So we say, once apostle the Gabi Dayanim, Mimigo the Pasi Dayanim, Pasi Nami, Edim. So Rashi then continues to say, Mishim Hachi, Mehaminil, who we trust him, Edim Ali with the Rameir. Rabban Leslam Miga, but Rabban don't hold of such a Migo, that's why you can't apostle the opposite. That's what we're referring to. Yeah, everyone agrees if you have Edim Arayas for the first apostling, if it's Dayanim, let's say, everyone agrees you have Arayas, that's good, but to extend it from passing the Dayanim to the Edim, or extend it from passing the Edim and extending it to the Dayanim, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Gemara now asks the question, Maskiv l'Rava. Bishma, this all makes sense. Migo de pas the Edim, pas nami Dayani. We understand why we have the right to not noge be Edis. If I pass the Edim, so I could also, I have the right to pass the Dayanim as well. Because he could be a Dina Achrina. There's always another Bezin you could go to. I'm not no Gebe Edis. I said, those Edim are apostle and those Dayanim are apostle. So I bring proof that the Edim are apostle and they hold my statement together that I could also apostle those Dayanim. That's not no Gebe Edis because you always bring other ones. El amigo de pasa Dayanim. If I apostle the Dayanim with proof, pasi nami Edim, then I could extend, the Migo could extend it even to passing the Edim. I've got no proof for them. How could you give the Migo? How could there be any Nemanis Belagabe the Edim now? I'm no Gebe Edis, because if I knock out his Edis, he's got nothing. I'm no Gebe Bedavar. Va Edim Suleka, there's no other Edim to bring. So Gemara says, no, the only time we say Migo de pasi Dayanim, pasi nami Edim, it's only Lotricha the Ika Kalacher. So if there's another Kat of Edim, so I'm not really no Gebe Edis, because he can always bring the second Kat of Edim. That's why it's trusted. But, Haleka Kat Acheret, if there is no other set of Edim, so then my Hachanami Dulamatzi Pasli, then even though my words, I do prove that I'm passing the Dayanim, we do not extend the Migo to passing the Edim as well, if there are no other Edim for the other party. Gemara says, "Hainu de Rabbi Dimi." That's exactly what Rabbi Dimi suggested. That if there's two kind of Edim, so I could pass the one, because he always has a backup. If there's only one Edim, so then I can pass that first Kad, the only Kad. That's exactly what Rabbi Dimi said. Whereas it's not really, because there's a clear Nafkamin. He could be Nayu, Migo, The Marasav Amrin Amigo, Marasav Lo Amrin Amigo. Rav Dimi didn't allow this Migu. Rav Dimi only allowed you to pass whatever you're attacking, but to extend it, Rav Dimi never permitted. But here, according to Rabin, Rabin says you are able to apply the Din of Migo. And that's the Machlokas between Rabin and Rav Dimi to understanding the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chacham.
In this case, though, there's no Nafkamina, right? It's just whether or not they are holding the Dihil, holds the underlying understanding is because of the Migo. Or is there actually a practical difference in this specific case?
Yeah, because if I say that these Dayanim are possible, so Rav Dimi says only Dayanim are possible, but it wouldn't extend itself to the Edim. But according to Rabin, it would extend itself, and the Edim would be disqualified then. And vice versa. In the case of passing Edim, extending it to Dayanim, that concept doesn't exist for Rav Dimi at all. I think it's a huge nafkamina.
So in a case where there's... In a case where there's two key to Edim, you would, according to this Hesber, you would still have to, according to our mayor, passing a Dayanim would be enough to be out of it.
According to only Rabin.
According to Rabin. Whereas according to Rav Dimi, you have to
attack the Edom directly.
One of the Edom.
Exactly. Fine. Gemara now says, Gufa, we saw this earlier. Amrei Shlakish, Shlakish says, Pe Kadosh, quoting Rabbi Meir, calling a Pe Kadosh, a holy, holy mouth. Yomer Davar Zeh, he says, quoting his name, Tani Edo. That was what we had said, the pshat in yesterday's daf. It wasn't Edov, it wasn't two Edom, but it was Edech or Edo. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? That Rish Lakish spoke in such a nice, respectful way about Rabbi Meir? V'ha Amar Ula, doesn't Ula say, Haroa es Rish Lakish bebesa medjush kilu oke harim? A person who sees Rish Lakish learning, he's lifting up mountains, he's throwing tables, he's throwing svarim. Betochen Zebazan, he's grinding them together. He was an extremely aggressive individual. He was a Liston back in the day. So he's such a nice guy, calling him a Pek Hadosh. It's an honor. And Amar Ravina says, Hello, call Rabbi Meir, Bebeis Medrash, Kilu, okay, Hari Harim. He's ripping up mountains upon mountains. Betochen Zebazan. So how could it be that on one hand he's like screaming and throwing things across the room, and then he's very nice to Rabbi Meir, calling him a Pek Hadosh?
I always learned that Gemara is not more of this.
It was Harif, but look what Rashi says this. Rashi says Tochen Zebazeh around seven lines down, narrow lines down, Matiach Umakish Zebazeh, Alma Harifa Tuvahavi. He was very sharp. So a person usually who's very sharp in his svara, oftentimes is personality wise, he's very wild, he can't control himself. So I think you notice that as a
Okay.
Fine.
I never looked at it upon my anyhow.
So anyway, so he had this this personality of being very aggressive and wild. So the Gemara says, "No, Halchi Kamar, Barei, come and see Kama Mechavin Zedzeh. Look how much they care for each other." Yes, Reish Lakish's personality was one with a tremendous amount of energy, and as was Rabbi Meir. But in the end of the day, they were able to control it and show tremendous love for each other, and that's what he said. Reish Lakish said, "Pekadosh." This Rabbi Meir spoke in such a holy mouth. Kihadi Yasu Rabbi. Rabbi is one sitting down. V'kamar asr l'hatmin is atonin. He says one's not allowed to insulate cold water on Shabbos. We know there's an issur of insulating hot. He said it's even asr to insulate cold water. What's the concern of cold water? Because if you insulate cold water, you might come to insulate hot water. If you insulate hot water, you might come to change the fire, adjust it. So therefore, he asked it even insulating cold water. So Amr l'fanav, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi, Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, Hitti lahatmin satonin. He said one's allowed to insulate. There is no such isser. So Amr lay, kfar hora zakin. Okay, if Rabbi backed up, he said the zakin, if Rabbi Yossi paskin that way, so he backed up very easily. So we see the tremendous kavod they showed for each other. And Rabbi Papa comments, Amr Rabbi Papa, Barei, come and see, kama mechavin zetze, how much honor and respect that they show each other. Dilu Rabbi Yossi kayim hayakafuf, v'yoshev lifnei Rabbi. If Rabbi Yossi was alive, he would have been sitting in front of Rebbe like a Talmud. Yet still we see that Rebbe backed off from Rabbi Yossi when Rabbi Yossi said something. How do you see that Rabbi Yossi would be sitting in front of Rebbe like a Talmud? Because the Har Rabbi Yishmael of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yossi, who was Rabbi Yishmael, was Mimala Makum Avosa of Hava. He stepped in the shoes of his father. Rashi says, Kachashuk Aviv. He had the same status as his father. And yet, Hayakov of Yoshev Lenin Rebbe. He was sitting in front of Rebbe. And once Rabbi Yishmael quoted his father Rabbi Yossi, that he said it was permitted very easily, very quickly. Rebbe, who was the Rebbe at that time, Kamar Kfar Hora Zakin, the Talmud, the Zakin, the Rebbe Yossi, my Talmud, he is already paskin, he backed off. So you see the tremendous kavod that they showed each other. Gemara now says, Amar Be'oshaya, my dechse, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Zechariah, Ve'akach li shnei maklos, I'm going to take two sticks, Le'echad karasi noam, what I'm going to call noam, sweet, pleasant, Le'echad karasi chovim, what I'm going to call hitting. So noam, what's noam referring to? Elu tamidei chachamim shever tisrael. Shemanamim zelazeb alacha, that they're very pleasant to each other and coming to a maskana. And Chovim is the stick that was referring to Eilu Tamidei Chachamim Shebabavel, Shemechavim Zelaza, that they were being attacking each other, Behalacha, and fighting. I think the Marsha points out here, that's why also Noam is a Lashon Yachid, because they were Be'achtus in Eretz Yisrael, and Chovim is a Lashon Rabim, because there was no Achtus in Bavel. So you see that in Bavel they didn't get along, and in Eretz Yisrael they did get along. The Gemara Mitzachim says that there's four groups of people that hate each other. So one of the groups in the Yesh Omim, I think the Gemara says, is the Tamidei Chachamim Shebabavel, Mamish hated each other. The other ones are dogs, chickens, I think, and donos. I think the fourth one is Tamidei Chachamim Shebabavel. So the number of Gemaras we have throughout Shas, how they didn't necessarily get along with each other. And then the Gemara says, quotes a pasuk, another pasuk in Zechariah, Vayomer Eli, he said, these Shnei Vnei HaYitzar, these two children of Yitzar, Ha'omdim, that are standing here, the Gomer. And then the pasuk continues to say, which is a different parak, Ushnaim Zaysim, two olives aleh are on it. So what's going on here? What's Yitzhar's olive oil? Zaysim are olives. So Yitzhar, olive oil, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu Tamidei Chacham Shebe'er Tisrael, Shinochin Delazeb Halacha, that are very nice to each other in coming to a halacha. Kishem and Zayas, just like olive oil, something very nice and something very pleasant. As opposed to Shnaim Zaysim, two olives aleh, Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shebebavel Shemerurin Zelazeb Alacha. They're very bitter, like an olive. So Tamidei Chachamim in Bavel are compared to an olive that are very bitter. And again, Lashon of plural, Shnayim, two of them. And in Eretz Yisrael, they're like Shem and Zayas, one unit that was very, very, very tasty. That also connects to the Gemara at the end of Horios that says if a person wants to get a good memory, he should have Shem and Zayas. Shem and Zayas helps with the Chachma, helps with the memory. One who wants to have a bad memory, he should eat a lot of olives. So a similar connection to this as well. Gemara then says, quotes another pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Vo'esa enai, I lifted my eyes, ve'era, I saw, or I will see, v'inei shdei nashim, shdayim nashim, there are two women, yotos, they're coming out, ruach bekanfeim, and there's a wind underneath their arms or their wings, v'lahena knafayim kekanfei chasida, and they have underneath the wings like a chasida, like a type of bird mentioned in the Parshios. V'tisena ha'efa, the efa is going to lift it up, bein ha'shemayim bein ha'aretz. V'omer, it's going to say Elamelech, and he says to the Malach, Hadover, be the one who spoke to me, Ona heima molichos es ha'efa, I'm going to bring the efa. V'yom Eli, he says to me, Livnos la bayis beretz shinar, he says to me, to build for her a house in Eretz Shinar. So unclear what's going on, like many psukim in Navi, but the Gemara explains as follows, and we'll read through Rashi how this fits in. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Zeh Chanufa, referring to flattery, and they point out flattery, that's a sheker, Chanufa. The Gassus Ruach Gaiva Shiyadu LaBavel, refers to this Eretz Shinar is Bavel, so it refers to Chanufa and Gassus Ruach that went into the area that was went down, was Yored to Bavel. So just look at Rashi, just to understanding the Taitch and the Psukim here. Rashi says, Eifa Zeh Yetzahara, that refers to the Yetzahara. Shenashim, those are referring to these two women, that's Chanufa, the Gassus of Ruach. Those are the two bad midos of the flattery and the gaiva. Ruach bekanfem, the spirit underneath, the wind underneath their wings, that's Gassus Ruach, says Rashi. And kekanfei ha-chasida, zeh Chanufa, that's referring to flattery. Shemarin atman chasidim, they give the impression as if they're chasidim, look at me, all this false flattery, that's the taitch of the psukim that's going on here. The Gemara now said, this is all the bad things we're talking about here, the terrible things, that the terrible midos in Bavel. So, Gassus Ruach leBavel Nachis. Is it true that Gassus Ruach went to Bavel? V'hamar mar, asar kabin Gassus yardu l'olam. The 10 amounts of Gassus Ruach came into this world. Tisha not le'ilim. Ilim was one place that took 9 of them. V'achas kolom kulo, and the rest went to the world. It was dispersed throughout the world. So, Bavel wasn't especially unique that it had so much Gassus Ruach, more so than the rest of the world. And Rashi points out, how do we know that Elaim, actually we'll bring it to Rashi later on, so then, the Gemara says yes. The Bavel Nachis, initially Gassus Ruach came down to Bavel, Visharabuve, who, it spread from out of Bavel though. Visharabe le'ilam, it went from Bavel to Elam, Elaim dekanami, dechsev livnos la, bayis beret shinar, shmamina. What's the drash here? So the Pasuk said initially two women came, Yotes, Ruach bekanfeim, that was the Gassus Ruach, and the Ruach of Chasida, that was the Chanufa. But in the end of the day, the pasuk says, "Vayomer livnos lot to build it, not lehem. Build only one of the midos are going to remain in Bavel. The other one fled. So apparently, Gazruach left from Bavel to Elam, but what stayed in Bavel was the chalufa. That's how you teach the pasukim. Gemara says, "Vahamar mar." Don't we have a statement that simin leGazruach anias? The symbol for Gazruach is anias. Vanias Babanachis, and we know that poverty was in Bavel. So the Gemara says, "My Anias Torah," referring to poverty with respect to learning Torah. Yes, Bavel was a place of poverty financially. It wasn't necessarily Anias the Gavi Torah. Elam was a place that was Anias B'Torah. Dichsev Achos Lanu Katana. We have a small sister. V'Shadayim Ein La. But there's no Shadayim. There's no produce. There's nothing coming out of this. Rashi explains here. Anias Torah Beilam Haya. That was an Elam he. Because Danielam Beilam Hava. Dichsev the pasuk Daniel says Ani B'Shushan Abi Rashi Beilam Hamedina V'Lo Ravetz Torah. And there's no Torah going on in Bavel. Rather in Elam. So that's in the place of Eba. As opposed to Ezra was in Bavel. V'Lamad Chak Mishpat B'Yisrael. And he taught tremendous amounts of Torah. So yes, Gazruach was not in Bavel. It went to this place Elam, and in Elam there was tremendous Anias B'Torah. So Gemara now says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Elam Shezach Saluma V'Lo Zachto L'Lame." This refers to this pasuk we just mentioned. It was referring to Elam, which was they were zocha to learn, but they were not zocha to teach. So my Bavel, what's the name Bavel? Why is it called Bavel? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, famous Gemara, Belula B'Mikra, Belula B'Shet B'Misha, Belula B'Talmud. Because Bavel is a place that's mixed together with Psukim and with Mishnayos and with Talmud, Gemara, everything's mixed together. That's how the Talmud Bavli is. And then the Gemara says, B'Mechashakim Hoshivanu Kimese Olam. This is a passage that appears in two places. It quotes Eich on the side, but it also appears in Tehillim. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zeh Tamuda Shabavel. It sits in a place of darkness, like death sits in the world. That's Bavel, and this is one of the Gemara's a point that the Torah from Bavel is very inferior to that of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. With an Aleph though, so it might be a connection. It could be still a connection. You still make a connection. You're right though. You could switch to I and Alephs, but I think it's correct. Toz on the top here points out. Read it quickly. It's a famous Toz, so it's longer in Maseches Kedushin. But he writes, "Belula b'mikra b'mishna perish b'ino tam di b'talmud shalanu our Talmud anu potun atzma b'mashin amru." We're able to use it to exempt the chiv that Chachamim tell us that liolam yishalish adam shnos. If a person should divide his life up in three, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishna, shlish b'shas. The first third of his life, 40 years of mikra, 40 years of mishna, 40 years of Talmud. Ava pikein anu korin b'chayom parshas the Talmud v'shanim b'mishna ezu mekamen v'garson Rabbi Shmuel Omer b'shlosh esrei midos. And Karbanos, just to be safe, those who are not zochet to learn Gemara later on in the day, so we in the morning in Karbanos we say psukim mishna Gemara to be yotze that. But the truth is Talmud Bavli has all three incorporated together. The new Mishnah tells us now. Amar lo nemana asavat. There's an interesting ritva that quotes from Chus Rambam. If it's true that Bavli is so bad, so weak, why do we learn Talmud Bavli? So the ritva quotes Rambam because when they're writing Bavel, they're running away from place to place because of all the various pogroms. But at the end of the day, that was in the beginning when they're writing Talmud Bavli. But at the end, with the Ravina Rav Ashi, there's no longer pogroms and things were settled, and they're able to have a clear mind to come to a good conclusion. So initially it was a bad place, it was a dark place of running around, but in the end things had settled down. So it's a historic point according to Rambam. And it Tziv writes in Hamak Davar in Parshas Kisisa and describing Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios, he says that Bavli is Luchos Shnios. But Luchos Shnios is greater kavod than Luchos Rishonos. Because even though initially Talmud Bavli was a very bad and weak and there's no Avir Da'ara Machim, it wasn't like Eretz Yisrael. But since they fought so hard with all the Amelis, Bavli ended up pushing itself over the top and being greater and more superior than that of Eretz Yisrael. So this Gemara is referring to initially Talmud Bavli was very inferior. But in the end, after all the Amelis, like Moshe Rabbeinu sat there and chiseled the Luchos Shnios, he built it with himself, the Amelis, that put it over the top. That's what he says here by Talmud Bavli. Fine. The Mishnah tells us now, Amar lo neman alei Abba, neman alei Avicha, neman alei Shloshi Roi Baka. We saw this quote already. The guy has agreed to, okay, we can trust your father will be the judge or aid. My father will be these three guys who don't know anything about Chosha Mishpat. So the halach is that Rabbi Meir Omer Yachal Lachzerbo, even though he accepted, he could always retract and request a real authentic Din Torah. Chachamim Omer Meir Yachal Lachzerbo. Chachamim say, once you've accepted it, so then you're not allowed to retract, it's final. So then, hayachayv lechaver shvuah. Let's say the guy owes a shvuah. Amarlo dor li bechay roshcha. Dor is lashon of neder. You don't need to take a real shvuah. Shvuah is always with shem Hashem. You know, you could take a neder without shem Hashem. That's sufficient. I'm okay with that. So then, Rabbi Meir Omer yachal achzibo. The guy could say, you know what? I want you to take a real shvuah now. You can retract once again. And Chacham Omer, once you've mekabel, ein yachal lachzibo. So this is the big sugi of kibbulah. So there's a lot to discuss here. So there is a machlokas Rishonim, what the nature of Kibbul Olayo, how it works. So according to some Rishonim, the Rashbam and Ba'abasa says it's Miloshen Hoda. Once I'm admitting to owe you whatever you say, whatever the Eid or Dayan says, that's a Loshen Hoda, that they have an agreement with each other, Mitat Hoda. But there's a Chuvah of Rashba that the Chazon Ish quotes that no, it's not about a Hoda between the Bali Dinim, it's that Bezdin has the koach to be misaki in such an inin. So once a makabah this bezin, it has a koach of a bezin, and bezin creates whatever the psak din might be. There are a number of nafkaminas. Is there an isser of the Gemara tells, the Pesukim tells, if a person says I'm holding back any edus, and it turns out he's lying, he owes a carbon. Let's say I choose my father to be an aid, or your father to be an aid, and he said I don't know any edus, and it turns out he's lying. Does he owe a shvu? Does he have a real din of an aid once we're makabel on him? That's one discussion they have. There are many other discussions. When we say Kibbul Olayo, does it apply only in the world of Dinim Amnus because Hefker Beitz and Hefker, or because of Hodah, or does it even apply in other areas of, let's say, Chalitza, of Dinei Isser? That's another Shaila that comes up in the Rishonim. There's one other interesting point. Does the Din of Hazama apply to these Edim as well? Rabbi Kibbe Eger discusses that as well. So there's a lot to discuss here, but let's focus on the Gemara. It's a long Gemara here. Mar now says, Amar Rav Dimi Bereder of Nachman, Bereder of Yosef, Kagon to Kibbul Olayo Bechad. This whole discussion is when you accept one Dayan, and Rashi says, but the other two Dayanim are Kasher Dayanim. And even though Rove of the Dayanim are Kasher, two of them are Kasher, two of the three, still Rabbi Meir allows one to be Chozer Bo. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlokes B'machalacha. The whole Machlokes is when you're Mochel. When the Tobeh says, you know what, I trust your father, and if you don't owe me money, I'm Mochel. So that makes sense. That's what the whole machlokas is. Aval betein lecha divra kol yachal achzerbo. But if it's a situation where the nitva says that I'll give you money, Aval Rashi says, Aval betein lecha, the nitva amar, the tevea, im yechayvinu abba o avicha, etein lecha, I'll give it to you, there everybody agrees you can be chozerbo. It's much easier to be mochel something and to accept the mechila, that's fine, that's final, at least according to Rav Chachamim. But to give something over, to transfer money, so even Chachamim would agree you can be chozerbo. That requires more das. That's the understanding of Shmuel. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar betein lecha machlokas. He says machlokas exists even if the nitva says I'm willing to give over something, accepting your father or my father, I'm willing to give it over. There is a machlokas even in that case. So that gets very confusing right now. So Gemara says ibaylu betein lecha machlokas. This is the opposite of what we said above. Does Rabbi Yochanan say, it's a debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim rather, when the Nitva says, I'll give over to you whatever they say, that's the Machlokas. But if it's a situation where the Tovei says, I'll be Mochel, if they say I'm wrong, so that everyone agrees you can't be Chozer Bo, is opposite as far as before, I can't be Chozer, that's more final. Oh, Dilmore, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Bezo Machlokas. Maybe they're arguing on both levels. The Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are both in the case of Atein Lecha and also in the case of Mechol Lecha. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Dama Rava Machlokas Betein Lecha. The Machlokas is only when the Nitva says, I'll give it to you if they say I owe you money. That's where they debate whether they could retract or not. Avabu Machol Lecha, if you are Yemocha Badavar, Divri Akol Eino Yachal Achzerbo. Everyone agrees, you can't be Chozer, everything's final, even according to Rabbi Meir. So now, Iyamis Bishma Be'etein Lecha Machlokes Avab B'machal Lecha Divri Akol Eino Yachal Achzerbo, if that's what Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, so Rava makes sense, because Rava Damar Rabbi Yochanan, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. El Iyamis, but if you say that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Bein Bezu Machlokes in both levels of Etein Lecha and Machal Lecha, so Rava Damar Kiman, who does Rava hold like? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Gemara said, what do you mean? Maybe Rava Taima the Nafshekamer. He's a third position. So now there's potentially three different positions. Again, it gets very confusing. You have to really make a chart to really appreciate what's going on here, but hopefully as we're going through it, it's making somewhat of sense. Morna asks the question, Eisivei Rava, Acha Bar Tachlifa L'Rava. Hayachayv L'Chaveiro Shvua, a guy owes a Shvua to his friend, and Amar Lo, he says, you know what, Dor Libichai Roshcha, I don't want you to say Shem Hashem, just make a nether for me without Shem Hashem, that's fine. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Yachal Achzerbo, you could retract here, and Chachamim Omer Me'eni Yachal Achzerbo, you can't, once you make that nether, everything's final. So the Gemara says, My Lab Osan Hanishban below Mashlimim, Mishalman, is not referring to a situation of a Shvua that the guy is getting off the hook. It's a Mecholacha type of case where I'm getting off the hook. So we see that's the Machlok, it's even the case of Mecholacha, the Havalei Kemalchalacha. And we see that's the Machlok, it's even a case of the Toveya saying Machol, that's still the Machlok, the same exact Shvua case. Where it says, No, lo, not true. Ba'osan Hanishban Vinolin, Davalei Ketain Lacha. It's really a case of a shvua in order to take out. And it's really a case of a tein lecha, that I'm willing to transfer the money. That's where we see there's a machlokes in the shvua of a tein lecha, so too in the case of the mammon. It's a case of a tein lecha. So the Gemara says, v'hatani le'resha, we already taught that in the resha, that machlokes is a tein lecha. So why is the case of a shvua the same exact case of this machlokes when transferring over money? And so the Gemara says, tana tola b'das acherim, v'tana tola b'das atma. The Mishnah had to create two different scenarios. One scenario where it's Tola B'das Acherim, where whatever that Dayan says, whatever that aid says, I'm trusting him, that's Tola B'das Acherim. And Tola B'das Atmo is when I take the Shur, the Nether. So these are two different scenarios. We have to teach you that there's a Machlokes of a Tein Lecha in both of these scenarios. So whereas it's Tzvichin in both cases, why? Because the Tana Tola B'das Acherim, if we taught the Machlokes existed when we're trusting on that other aid, that other Dayan, B'ha Kama Rabbi Meir, D'matzi Hadirbe. There Rabbi Meir says, you could retract, you could yachal achzerbo, because the log amr makne, I wasn't really gemir's das there. I didn't really trust that other guy. The amr mi yemar de mazakele, I thought he was going to prove me innocent, now he proved me guilty. I wasn't really smicha's das there. And therefore that case, Rabbi Meir says, you could retract. Aval tol b'das atmo, the guy himself took the nether, I'm trusting myself here in the nether, so then maybe, ema modi la rabbanim, maybe he in this case, Rabbi Meir would agree to rabbanim, that it should be final, and you can't be chozer bo k'mashmalan, even by the case of the shrua, Rabbi Meir holds yachal achzer bo. Now, e ashminin b'ha, if you had the other case, we're teaching only tola b'das atzmo, that's the machlokas, where chachamim now say, in that case, tola b'das atzmo, eino yachal achzer bo, maybe b'ha kamin rabbanan, maybe that's the only case where the chachamim, rather, say you cannot be chozer. He, in the case of tola b'das acherim, where I really don't trust the other guy, I say, okay, kiblo alayu. But in the end, I'm like, wait a second, maybe I don't really trust him, he's possible. Maybe Bahi Ema Modi Le Rabbanan Le Rabbi Meir. Maybe in that case, Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir that Yachal Achzerbo, if it's a case of Tola B'Das Acherim, Tzricha to teach me that no, even in the case of Das Acherim, Rabbanan hold its final, and Eina Yachal Achzerbo. So that's all one confusing machlokas, whether they're arguing in the case of Atein Lechar, or Mecholacha, or both of them. So now the Gemara says there's another factor here, and that's Amarish Lakish, that Machlokish Lifnei Gemar Din. This whole debate of whether Yachal Achzerbo, any Yachal Achzerbo, is only before the Gemar Din is given down. Aval Acha Gemar Din, once the Bezdin gives a Psak, Divrei Akol, any Yachal Achzerbo. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Meir agrees, you can't be Choz anymore. But yet again, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Amar L'Acha Gemar Din Nami Machlokis. There's even a debate after the Gemar Din, Rabbi Meir still holds Yachal Achzerbo. So Ibar Lu, now again, that same suffix within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who says you could be Choser after the Gemar Din, according to Rabbi Meir, Ibar Lu L'Acha Gemar Din Machlokes, Aval Lufnei Gemar Din, before the Gemar Din, Divrei Kol Yochal Achzerbo. Even the Chachamim would agree you can be Choser before the Gemar Din. Odilma, or perhaps Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, Bein Bezu Machlokes. Maybe they're debating before Gemar Din and also after Gemar Din. Similar suffix to the question of Betein Lecha and Mecholacha. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your raya, Damarava, Kiba, love, Karov, apostle. The guy accepts upon himself a Karov, or accepts upon himself apostle. Lifnei Gemar Din, Yachal Achzerbo. He's able to retract if it's prior to the Gemar Din. But if it's Lacha Gemar Din, if the Gemar Din already has been given down, then any Yachal Achzerbo, then you can't retract anymore. So who does Rava hold like? So Yamir is Bishma, Lacha Gemar Din, Machlokes. Abal Lifnei Gemar Din, Nedivakal Yachal Achzerbo. If Rabbi Yochanan holds, the whole debate is only after the Gemar Din. But before the Gemara Din, everyone agrees, even Rav Chachamim agree, you can be Chozer. So then Rava works out very nicely. He holds exactly the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Valiba the Rabbanan. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan in the world of the Rabbanan, that before Gemara Din, you can be Chozer, and after Gemara Din, you can be Chozer. But El Yamers, if you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Bein Bezu, Bein Bezu, Machlokas, they argue on both fronts, So then Rav Amar, come on, who does he hold like? Rabbanan say you can't be chozer both before and after, and Rabbi Meir holds you can be chozer both before and after. How could Rav split between before and after? That before you could be chozer and after you can't be chozer. That doesn't hold like anyone. And so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Elav shmamina. So Adamar, come on. And the Gemara says, Elav shmamina lacha gmardin machlokes shmamina. So it must be that he holds that Rabbi Yochanan, that the machlokes is only after gmardin, but before gmardin, divya kol yachal achsherbo. So the question, of course, you're all wondering, why not? Why can't Rabbi say time is nafshe? That too. What was your question?
In Reish Lakish, we do have a shita that says, lifnei gmardin yachal achsherbo lacher gmardin.
He could hold like Rabbi Meir. Within Reish Lakish, he could have held that way as well, or he could say time of the nafshe kamar. Yeah, so look at Rashi says Rava damar kiman. Rashi says bein the Reish Lakish, bein the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan lifnei gmar din kamri de lahadir. Everyone agrees that before the gmar din you can't be chozer. So vaha lek lemeimar de Rava kreish Lakish la libe de Rabbi Meir, like Adam was suggesting. We would never ignore Rabbanan and embrace the Shita of Rabbi Meir. We hold like him later on. Second question. Why can't you say Rav is his third opinion? Because apparently what Rav was saying, he wasn't being involved in machlokes, he was pasking a shaila. He wasn't, clearly, I guess from his statement, he wasn't trying to accomplish anything. It was clearly trying to pasken based on the previous position. That's what he says. I'm not sure why we couldn't say that in Amud Aleph, but fine.
Well, in Amud Aleph, he was defining what the machlokes was, right? On Amud Aleph.
That's true. He was qualifying the machlokes. Yeah, here... Rav, he just says,
it's an academic discussion. He's talking about
Machlokes. Okay. Fine, very good. Gemara now says, Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, maybe just bar Rav, that le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilumdenu, Rabbeinu Lufnei, Rabbi, teach us please, Lufnei Gemar Din Machlokes, Ol Achar Gemar Din Machlokes. And Halacha Kedivremin, how do we paskin? So Shalach le Achar Gemar Din Machlokes, that's when they debate. Valacha Kedivre Chachamim. That lacha gemar din that ain't a yachal achzerbo, and beforehand yachal achzerbo. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Shalach Le. No, this is what he sent over. Betein lecha machlokes, open machal lecha machlokes. And this is the previous shah that we had. Halacha kidivrei chacham, kidivrei min. How do we paskin? So they sent him Shalach Le. Betein lecha machlokes. That's the debate. For halacha kidivrei chacham. So besura masne hachi. That's how they taught it in sura, but in pumbadisa. They had a different discussion that Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Shlamya Shalchulei Mibei Rav Lushmuel Yilamdenu Rabbeinu Lufnei Gmardin V'Karnim Yadomai. The Lach is, let's say it's before Gmardin. We said before Gmardin, everyone agrees, Divyakol Eini Yachal Achzerba. But let's say you make a Kinnin, Karnim Yadom. You said, okay, I'm willing to accept with a Kinnin, whatever Psak Din is, the Psak Din. Is that considered binding? And the answer was, Shalachlu Ein Lach Akinnin Klum. Once a kinyan is made, you can't chose anymore, even though the Gemara Din hasn't been given yet. A kinyan prior to Gemara Din is considered binding, and you can't retract, even according to Rabbi Meir.
He's going to accept the din?
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here, I'm pretty sure, yeah. But Rashi says, Kana miyado, mitchila shol yachzer. I'm taking a kinyan now, whatever the outcome is, I'm willing to accept it. That even that would be binding prior to the Gemara Din. Okay, new Mishnah tells us now, Ve'eluhein apsulin, the following apsulin with regards to Edis. Rashi's Edis and certainly Din and Edis. Ladun ulahoy. These people cannot be Dayanim nor can they be witnesses. So what are the examples? Hamasachik Bakubya, one who plays with dice, one who gambles. Hamalva Baribis, one who lends on interest. Mafricha Yonim, the Gemara is going to explain, people would have these races with birds. Besocha Shrias, people who would make money selling Shrias, fruits which are Asr. And then Amar Rabbi Shimon, Betchila, Hayukar Nelson Osfei Shvius. Initially, they called these people gatherers of Shvius. The Gemara is going to clarify tomorrow. Mishirabu HaNasim, but when people started to do this more and taking advantage, Chazu Lakros and Socha Shvius, they would call them buyers and sellers of Shvius. Then Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, Bizman Chain Lem Omenis. When is it true that these people are apostle only when they have no other job? Elohu, this is the only profession, only form of income. Aval Yesham Umnas Shalom. If there's some other interest, some other income they have, and this is just a side job, then they would actually be kosher for din and Eidus. So Rashi, yeah?
Even though they're still selling Shvius.
Even though they're still selling Shvius, right. Rashi goes through here that these things are all Ke'en Gazlan. They're similar, not actual robbers. They're Psulei Medirabanan here. The Pasuk is Altatius Rasha Aid, and a Rasha can't be an aid, and certainly then he can't be a dying either. So all these people are somehow involved in Diri Mamanus. It's their Selcha Shvius is about Mamanus, and Masach HaBakubi is about Mamanus. So there's interesting Tosos here. Tosos, actually, first look at Rashi. Rashi writes, She'en lo umnus elohu. If this is only a form of income, the whole of it ain't asukin v'yeshuva shalom. He's not involved in regular business. Ain't no b'kin b'tiv dinim v'masamatan v'ainam yirechei. The fact that they're not involved, they don't have business works. How can you be a judge in a choshen mishpah if you don't understand business, you don't understand economics, you don't understand finance? That's why many times judges in our choshen mishpah are really lawyers as well, because they understand how it works. Not that you need a law degree to understand choshen mishpah, but just learning shas and knowing it well, you're not really going to know it well unless you could really appreciate actual business. So a guy who's busy gambling, doesn't have his own profession, so then he's not familiar with how Masa Matan works, and he can't judge nor could he testify. And there's interesting toast here. I'm not going to go through here. Elohim Psul, and he goes through each statement, each line here, why it's only Psul Madirabanan, Mesachim Bakubia, and it comes to Shvius and Malva Ribis. Isn't Malva Ribis a Din Deraisa? He should be Pasul Madiraisa, not Pasul Madirabanan. He's talking about Ribis on a She'enu Ktsutza, where it wasn't a set interest rate, that's Midirabanan. And even if it is a set interest rate, he says, since the guy willingly allowed himself to pay the interest rate, so the guy receiving it, he is not really violating an Isser Deraisa, he's not Pasul Midiraisa. It's an Isser Deraisa, but it's not considered Pasul Midiraisa since it was done willingly. Okay, it's an interesting Tosfos. So let's read the Gemara now. Gemara says, Basachik Bokuvia my COVID. What's wrong with playing with dice? What's wrong with gambling? So Amarami Barchama Mishum Dahava Smachta, Basmachta Lokanya. So Rashi explains to Smachta, Hainu Davarsheno no sein lo midaita al somech al davarsheno. A guy doesn't really want to really give the money. He relies on something that it's not a true smicha, meaning what? The Savar Shu Yachal Anatech, I'm the best fantasy football player in the world. There's no way I'm going to lose. I know the best players, I follow all the stats. Upamim Shimnatskin Osa, and sometimes I beat him. But I know my best. I know poker well. I know the games. I could count the cards. There's no way I'm losing. So I put the money in the pot. I don't think I'm going to lose out. And therefore, when I end up losing and he takes my money, I didn't willingly give the money over to him. And that's why it's considered some level of stealing. As some would suggest, if you put the money up front, that itself is showing some willingness to give up the money. It's already out of my possession. So then, if I didn't pay the money and they come bill me after I've lost, that might be a different distinction. I'm not suggesting we should paskin that way, but that's the idea here. There's no smichas das because I think I'm going to win this game. If it's some type of gambling that has no chachma at all, just slot machines, so that I don't think anyone in the right mind would think that they have their chachma to win. That might be considered more permitted than gambling that has some level of chachma, where the guy relies on his own personal chachma. That's according to the first opinion. Rav Sheish is Amar Kol Kiai Gavna Lava Smachti. This is not considered a smachta. And Rashi goes on to explain what is considered a smachta. This is not an smachta. This is the guy knows he might lose. That's not a smachta. The guy willingly gives up the money. The reason why he's possible for Edus and Dayanim is because the Fisha Ein Asukin Vishuva Shalom. Like Rashi said, he just doesn't know how the world works. He's busy in Las Vegas all day just doing the slot machines and playing poker and blackjack. He doesn't know how the world runs to be able to judge and properly judge a case in Masa Mata. So Gemara says, "My ikabanai, what's the nafkamina between these two? Whether it's because of smachta lakanya or because he doesn't know yeshiva sheolam, the gemara umnasa achritzav. He's got another trade. If he has another job, so he knows how the world works. So then he is the osik b'yeshiva sheolam, and he could be a good aid and die in according to Rosh Hashanah. But if it's about a smachta lakanya, even though the guy's got a great real estate business, when he goes to gamble, he doesn't think he's going to lose. So that's still a problem of a smachta according to Rami Bar Chama, and he would be disqualified if he does gamble, even though he might be a very successful businessman outside of that. So Gemara brings a raya from the mission at the end, Amr Yehuda, and right now at this stage, the Gemara thinks Yehuda is simply agreeing and qualifying the Mishnah. So Yehuda in the Mishnah said, Amasai, when is this true? When is he possible? Bizman she'ein lehem umnos elahu. When this is his only job, gambling. Aval yeshlam umnos shelohu, if he's got another job, then shame, he's kasher. So Amma, we see clearly from the Mishnah that taima demasis in the Mishnah yeshuva shel olam hu. And therefore, it's not about a smachta lakanya. Gemara says, Kasha l'Rabbi Rami Bar Chama, this is a Kasha. Because Kai Rami Bar Chama thought the whole reason was a smachta. But clear from the Mishnah, from Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's about Yeshua Sha'olam, not a smachta. So Gemara says, V'chi Tema, Pliga the Rabbanon, Alei the Yehuda. Maybe there's a machlokas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds it's about Yeshua Sha'olam, but Chachamim the first spin argue and say it's all about a smachta l'kanya. Gemara says, can't be true. Because Hamar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kamakam Shamar Rabbi Huda Amasai, whenever Rabbi Huda uses the word Amasai in a Mishnah, or use the word Uvema, and with what? Eino El Lafarish Dibre Chachamim. He's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain, coming to qualify. So there is no machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda and Chachamim are the same thing. And even Rabbi Yochanan, who has a different understanding, Amar Amasai Lafarish Uvameh Lachlok. The word Bameh is coming to argue. But even he agrees the word Amasai, which is used by our Mishnah, Amasai is coming to simply qualify. So Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim agree. So just like Rabbi Yehuda is about Yeshiva Sha'olam, that's exactly the understanding of Chachamim as well. So how could Rami Bar Chama suggest the understanding is about a smachta that goes against our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, the Chuyama Amas, Amasai Lafarishu. So that's what I just said. So the Gemara says, no, Gavra, Gavra Karamis, you're asking a question. Mar Savar Pligi, Mar Savar Lo Pligi. Meaning what? According to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, they think there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the Mishnah. But according to Rami Bar Chama, he can also argue. He thinks when Rabbi Yehuda says Amasai, he has his own opinion. He could think that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing on the Tanakama. So what comes out is, when Rabbi Yehuda uses the language Amasai, there's a machlokas in the Amoraim. Is Amasai coming to qualify? That's Rabbi Shimon Levi, and that is Rabbi Yochanan. But Rami Bar Chama thinks the word Amasai is coming to argue, and therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's about Yeshiva Sha'olam, when it comes to Tanakama, it's about a smachta l'kanya, the fishit that's Rami Bar Chama. Okay, we'll stop here.